Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the thousands of articles and podcasts updated daily. And please share those on social media while you're there. So many great articles and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com. We highly recommend you guys have to go check that out. You will not regret it. To make it your one-stop shop for all your news needs, AmericaOutLoud.com. 24/7 coverage on America Out Loud. You know, Rob, we've got a big week planned. We've got some great guests ahead. But the first thing I want to talk about is what's going on in the social media world. We've seen Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter go through, and we've seen all the leftist meltdowns that has ensued. They have claimed for years that they did not have any advantage on social media, or that the social media companies were not biased. We know that's not true. Found it very interesting. One day after the sale, Donald Trump Jr. and Ron DeSantis Twitter followers just started spiking like crazy. They were going from like 2,000 new followers a day to all of a sudden Donald Trump Jr. Gained 85,000 followers in a day, and Ron DeSantis gained 140,000 followers in a day. And it's almost like they've taken the reins off of these accounts so Elon Musk does not expose these algorithms. Another thing that's been very interesting to me is to see the rising popularity of Elon Musk. Rob, I'm not sure if I've ever seen anything like it. I mean, when this Elon Musk tweets, he doesn't just get 20,000 retweets or 20,000 likes. He gets in the millions sometimes. Personally, I've never seen someone be able to tweet and get in the millions on the likes and retweets. To say that he is popular is a huge understatement. In fact, AOC tried tweeting at him, giving him a hard time, at talking about he's a billionaire with an ego, and now she's got to worry about what's happening on social media. And he had the snarky reply that says, "I'm shy, quit hitting on me." And he got more than three times the response of AOC, who could not be happy because you know she notices that sort of thing. And he got her ratio big time. So we're seeing the rising popularity of Elon Musk at the same time of his Twitter purchase. And we're also seeing these leftist meltdowns. It's been a very interesting time on social media. But Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great. And everything that you just said is spot on. That what we're experiencing right now, we've never seen anything like this before in history. We haven't read about it. And it's all because of one man, Elon Musk, who has decided that free speech is, in fact, free speech. You can't try and cage it. You can't try and hide it. You can't censor it. It's free speech. You may not like it. Well, not like some of the things that people are saying. You probably don't want to hear the person who's saying it say it, but still it's free speech and is protected under the Constitution. And as one of our guests came on here and said before, I think it was Heather Robinson from the New York Post, she's Jewish. And she said that some of the things that are said about Jews, she doesn't like it, but still it's free speech. That being said, there is a difference between free speech and hate speech. We don't want hate speech to be out there in the public sphere, but at the same time, it's free speech that people are abusing. And if you don't like it, you turn it off. If you feel that it's going to incite people, you need to go to those individuals and say, wait a minute, you're crossing the line, but it's still free speech. And when we're talking about free speech, Andrew, I find it also interesting how the left, they're trying to put it into different categories of disinformation, misinformation, or misinformation and disinformation. How they come up with all this jargon, it ceases to amaze me. But it is their way of censoring free speech. Just the other day, we have learned that the Biden administration have created, under the Department of Homeland Security, which is oversight by Alejandro Mayorkas, a minister of truth, a person by the name of Nina Jankowicz, who's going to decipher what is disinformation and what isn't. Now, we have the same thing on the social media platforms, on Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram. And the individuals that were making the call as to what is disinformation and what isn't were probably in their 20s. So what exactly do they know about what is and what isn't? And this Nina Jankowicz lady, she is known for putting out disinformation. She was on the bandwagon talking about Russia collusion. She was on the bandwagon saying that the Hunter Biden story was disinformation. And we now know that it was correct information. There was no Russia collusion. And the Hunter Biden laptop from Hill did exist. While Twitter censored it, censored the New York Post, didn't want the New York Post to talk about it. But it was real information. Look at Jan 6, the disinformation about Jan 6. Oh, it was a riot and they were trying to destruct justice and they were trying to tear down our way of life and our system. Were they trying to tear it down or were they trying to correct it? Because they saw a wrong that our politicians were afraid to correct. And as we've said before, the only thing that was expected of Mike Pence was for him to fulfill his constitutional duties. Wherever that would have led him, fine. That was the only thing we were asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. But now it has turned into they were trying to destroy democracy. These rioters, they were there. They weren't rioters, they were protesters. It was a college boy prank that went awry. And if anything, as the video is showing us, some of the Capitol Hill policemen were telling the folks to come into the Capitol. Trump was nowhere near the Capitol. In fact, once he learned of this, he did say, go home, we love you. Now, how was he inciting a riot? Well, we were looking at the emails and the personal private emails of private citizens that the FBI went in and secured, that congressmen went into the phone companies to get those emails. Oh, here's a kicker, Andrew. When someone has been killed and they're trying to get information to piece together the puzzle, the phone companies will not release the information. Congress will not release the information. They won't ask for it. But with something like this, they will go through hell to get it, breaking all kinds of laws, but telling you that this is legal. It is not legal. This is censorship. It is them invading the privacy of private citizens. And if they do it now and make it commonplace, they will do it yet again. And that is the reason why a lot of judges are afraid to make precedent when they're ruling in a lot of cases, because once you make precedent, you're opening up the door for anything else to walk through. So that's what has happened with these congressmen going and getting private emails of citizens. And the only thing it shows is that they're having conversations saying, well, should they do this? Should they do that? I don't know about this. This doesn't look good. We all have opinions. But let's look at the opinions of 2016. Hillary Clinton still saying that she won the election, still saying that Trump was an illegitimate president. And you had many on the left saying the exact same thing. John Lewis said it. No one has called them out. But if anyone on the right says that Joe Biden shouldn't be president, Twitter, let's kick him off. Facebook, yeah, that's disinformation.
You're absolutely right. We see this on the news this week with CNN, MSNBC. They're not even giving any attention to this disinformation board that Biden is setting up with that radical Nina that you mentioned. And could you imagine if it were the other way around when President Trump was president, if he tried to set up a disinformation board, what the reaction would have been from the fake news media? It would have been panic and they would have been treating Trump like he's a dictator. But here with Biden, they're just, it's nothing to see here. This is a good thing.
Right. Had Trump done the same thing, they would have freaked out. He's trying to silence us. And how dare he? You would have all the women on The View, Joy Reid, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, Anderson Cooper, and even Chris Wallace of the failed CNN Plus coming out saying that Trump is trying to, he's a dictator. He's trying to be an authoritative leader, and we must stop this. And because conservatives have set back and not answered the call and allowed this information to get out in public discourse, people believe it. But now they're waking up and they're trying to fight back, which is what we're doing. What these individuals are doing on the left is illegal. It is wrong. It should not be happening. Nina Jankowicz, what does she call herself? The truth seer as disinformation. She's going to be the minister of truth. Where have we heard that before?
The Mary Poppins of disinformation.
The also, Mary Poppins, as they call
her. Some of her videos, she sings about disinformation.
This is insane. And people are trying to justify it. And not only that, Andrew, I saw one of a board member of Twitter, but he's affiliated with Twitter, trying to attack Elon Musk for calling out the attorney for Twitter, who made, I think, $17 million, recent graduate from NYU Law School. So that tells you right there that she doesn't have a lot of information in her head, but she was behind the entire let's squash the Hunter Biden story. Are you serious? So Elon Musk called it out and said, this is wrong. This doesn't look good. And then this guy's going to come on. Oh, you're not supposed to be attacking people on the board. Like, he's not attacking. He's just speaking truth to power. And that is the reason why so many people like Don Jr. and other conservatives are finding their Twitter numbers to go up. Because they've turned on the spigot. They're changing the algorithm. The algorithm that they put in to say, anyone that says this, kick them off the platform, diminish their followings. Now, I have not been admitted on the platform yet. Let me just look and make certain. I have reached out to them and said, hey, can I come back on the platform? I'm not going to hold my breath because I'm doing other things beside tweeting. Yeah, it tells me here, your account is permanently suspended. So there are a lot of people that are out there that this will not affect, meaning that they won't get on the platform right away because Twitter is going to try to hold it off as long as possible. But when you see folks like on MSNBC that are crying and saying, well, just imagine that if one group was able to keep another group from coming on and sharing their opinions, and the way that they say it with such conviction, and I'm thinking, but that's what you guys were doing. That's what you guys did. You kept other people from coming on the platform. You censored them, and you were okay with it. And when these executives went up to the Capitol, went up to the Hill to testify and say, no, we don't censor conservatives, maybe they were speaking personally because, you know, people like to wordsmith. No, not me personally, but you didn't ask me if the company, and if they said, well, you asked me if the company, well, the company doesn't, but the people in within the company, it's the algorithm that's doing it. They try to get around all of this to make it seem as if they'll, hey, we're not doing it. But we know now that they were. And it's not just Twitter, it's Facebook. Look at the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, coming out saying that now China might have a back entry into our news media, alluding to the fact that Elon Musk, who does business with China, has opened up the door for China to come in. Well, no one has said anything about China purchasing, I think, 95% of Forbes magazine. No one is saying anything about China working with Google to tell Google we don't want certain things to be able to be found on the platform. No one is saying anything about China and Nike. No one is saying anything about China and the NBA and the deals. No one is saying anything about China with a huge footprint that has surrounded America. Now think about this. A huge footprint in different countries surrounding America. So if they were to say, launch all forces, boom, what will America do? Joe Biden certainly can't do anything. Joe Biden gets Title 42 and wearing a mask all confused. He doesn't know the difference. And at one point in time, if you were to go on Twitter and say that, oh, they would censor you. They would kick you off because they were covering for Joe Biden, a man who is decrepit, a man who is senile, a man who's suffering from dementia. Now, just imagine if Elon Musk is able to free Twitter and take it out of the jail, because remember, a lot of people would say, oh, I'm in Twitter jail for saying this, for tweeting that. And we thought it was funny. But little did we know, they were silencing free speech. So if he's able, Elon Musk, to free Twitter from this, and if people bombard Twitter saying Joe Biden needs to take a cognitive test day in and day out, we deserve that as Americans. I mean, if we're going to pay for the salary of Nina Jankowicz, Miss Mary Poppins, the truth minister, who no one agreed to have her to take that position. No one said, hey, take this position. It was created by Alejandro Mayorkas because he wants to weed out disinformation. People, you should be up in arms. You should be on the streets protesting about that, not about the police. You should be protesting that our government is becoming a dictatorship, that our government is covering for a man who doesn't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, because his wife, Jill Biden, is so green with envy that she wants to be the first lady that she's allowing the country to tank. No one has said anything about how Jill and Jill met, that Jill was previously married to a friend of Jill, albeit a distant friend, and how they had an affair, and how she was always looking at the White House, looking at political gain. Sounds like Hillary Clinton, huh? But no one wants to talk about that. They want to make it seem as if though Jill Biden is the best first lady. Jill Biden is an evil woman who's only looking out for herself, and she's allowing the country to go down because of it. And I guess Elon Musk looked at this and said, no, we're going to destroy the United States because of these people, because of their hatred for one man, Donald Trump, because Donald Trump did what they could not do. Donald Trump came in and said, I'm going to turn this thing around. I'm a disruptor. And this is how we need to lead. They don't like it because they want people like Barack Obama to sit there and pontificate an elitist and tell you, oh, we're just being oppressed by white supremacists. Meanwhile, black supremacists, it just riddled the country with crime. But no one wants to say anything about it, Andrew, until now. The misinformation of disinformation. Come on, folks. Come on, man. Give me a break.
Yeah, well said. Clearly, Joe Biden is frail and weak, but Rob and I are not. And that's because we are taking Healthy Cell. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Made with a maximum absorption technology, Healthy Cell vitamins feed our bodies at the cellular level. Check out all the great products over at healthycell.com, and you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Rob and I have been taking Healthy Cell, and we highly recommend you all try it or give it as a gift for a loved one. The gift of health is the gift that keeps on giving. So check out healthycell.com and use the promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's healthycell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on the precautions, but deep down, you still want to avoid getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray. Made in the USA, Cofix RX reduces viral loads and minimizes the risk of you getting sick. Find a retailer near you or click our banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we're going to have special guest Clay Clark on, who's the organizer and host of the General Flynn Reawaken America Tour. He is the founder of the Thrive Time Show podcast. He has been featured in Fast Company, Bloomberg, Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, and numerous other publications. We're looking forward to hearing Clay and his expertise on his subject. But as we're talking about this misinformation versus disinformation and Joe Biden's new disinformation board and the reaction from the media that we've had thus far, it just once again shows the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party and the left-wing media. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Andrew, I'm excited to have Clay on tonight to get his take on misinformation and disinformation. I mean, are the two synonymous? Can you distinguish one from the other? I mean, the left has a way of coming up with all these different words and terminology, and they're so serious about it. And they get on TV and they pontificate, they will write about it, and the expressions on their faces. I mean, when they heard that Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter, these guys just flew. I mean, it was like they sent out a fax to make certain everyone had the memo about disinformation, misinformation, and how you can decipher it or pick it out or tell who's putting it out there and who isn't putting it out there. And that Elon Musk, by all means, he's going to stifle free speech. Elon Musk, Mr. Electric Car. You would think they would have said, oh, wow, we've got someone on our team now, and he's going to buy Twitter, and he's going to do right by Twitter, because he's Mr. Electric Car, and we're all for electric cars because we want to get rid of all the gas guzzlers. But that wasn't the case. He's not a conservative. Elon Musk, the guy who goes on, I think it was a Joe Rogan podcast, smoking reefer. I mean, this guy is Mr. Cool. How cool can you get? And aside from that, he's also, Andrew, a true African-American. You can't get much more truer than that. But yet and still, they see this guy as being a threat. So they have to all come out and attack him. He's racist. And that's one of the biggest cards that they love to play. He's a racist. He's against Black women. Oh my God, what are Black women going to do? Well, I think Black women will keep living. Oh, well, he's going to shut everything down. And what if he doesn't allow the other side to speak? Well, I think that's what Twitter was doing before Elon Musk bought Twitter. Oh, he can't buy Twitter. He doesn't have enough money. And we're going to have the Department of Justice and the SEC to look into this. So now you're going to arm the Department of Justice, weaponize rather, the Department of Justice and the SEC against a private citizen, albeit the world's richest man. And then, well, he's not that rich. Look at Jeff Bezos. Well, you guys weren't saying anything when Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, as I remember. You thought that was grand. But the moment they found out that the truth was going to be freed once again for all per the Constitution, they went batshit crazy. I'm loving it. I think it's hilarious. I mean, I got kicked off Twitter for tweeting that. Wait a minute. Why is Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters talking about riots at the Capitol when they were out front saying that surround Trump supporters and tell them you're not welcome? So to me, in my opinion, I have my popcorn and my water, and I'm watching this all go down. Clay, how are you tonight? Thank you for joining us.
Well, I really do appreciate you guys carving out time to allow me to be here with your listeners. And I hope on today's show that what I can do is I can drop 10 knowledge bombs that your listeners previously did not know that are cited and sourced by facts.
Hey, man, drop them away because we need facts. I'm tired of the disinformation, misinformation. So have at it, Clay.
Okay. Well, the guy that's right now, if you know that we live, anybody out there that's been around the planet, been outside in the past 3 years, we've discovered that we are living through the implementation of COVID-19, the Great Reset. Okay, that's the agenda. That's actually a book title by Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. Okay, his name is Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab has a right-hand man by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. And you talk about the changing the definition in your intro. You were speaking of changing the definition of words. Okay. So the leader of the Great Reset agenda, his name is Klaus Schwab, and his right-hand man, his name is Yuval Noah Harari. This is a man praised by Barack Obama, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates, TED Talks, Harvard, etc. I want you to hear how he defines the word science. Listen to this man.
Science is not really, at least this is my view as a historian, science is not really about truth. It's about power.
He just said science is not about truth. It's about power. Think about that for a second. So if these kinds of people get in charge of determining what is disinformation or misinformation, what could possibly go wrong?
Everything could go wrong, in my opinion.
And this is a man telling everybody to trust the science. Okay. So for people out there that don't know this, if you watch a lot of the mainstream media, many of the talking points the mainstream media says when reporting the news, they come from the AP wire, the Associated Press wire. There's a lot of teleprompters being used. And a lot of the language that Yuval Noah Harari says ends up making its way into the mainstream media. So we've heard the phrase, trust the science, trust the science, trust the science. You got to trust the science, trust the science. Wear a mask. Wear a mask when you're in a restaurant. When you're sitting down at the restaurant, you put the mask. You take it off because you're sitting down, okay? But when you're standing up, you put the mask on. If you're in the lobby of the restaurant, you're waiting, you need to put the mask on because
it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Right. But the person saying trust the science, the person leading the narrative is Yuval Noah Harari. And this is how this person thinks. So I want to share with your listeners out there 9 additional knowledge bombs. If your listeners go to time2freeamerica.com, I have a free gift for them. They can download a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. They can download it for free. No cost, no obligation. Boom, it's right there. But if you go to time2freeamerica.com, you click the button that says learn more, it's going to take you through a page that walks you through the timeline of COVID-19, the Great Reset. So here's an example. Did you know that the CDC in 2002, the CDC in 2002 patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans on April 19th, 2002 with patent number 7279327? So the question I would have is, why did the CDC patent the coronavirus transmissible to humans? Patent number 7279327. And it is a fact that I'm citing. You can see it right there. That's a fact. Fact number 3, or knowledge bomb number 3 for everybody. Did you know that the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was actually patented in 2015? Now, this is on the NIH website right now. This is the ad. You can see it right there. Let me read it to you. This is going to go against the narrative, which I guess will soon be illegal, or maybe it's already illegal now. Who knows, right? So October 13th, 2015, the patent application for the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was filed. And guess who the inventor was? Richard A. Rothschild. Patented October 13th, 2015. Now, is that misinformation or disinformation or just the truth?
Interesting.
You know? So, I mean, it's a fact.
Yep.
It's a fact. It's patented. Let me give you another example. Microsoft, I think we're on knowledge bomb number 4, trying to keep track of my knowledge bombs here. Your listeners deserve the best. Okay. So I'm trying to give people the information here. If you're listening right now and you type in, folks, get out your smartphone or your Google device and type in, or DuckDuckGo, type in World Order 2020-060606. Okay. So just type in WO2020-060606. So no matter what search engine you use as of right now, the Bill Gates patent for a cryptocurrency system using body activity is, in fact, patented right there, March 26, 2020.
And if I could just add this, Clay.
Sure.
I just put it in while you were talking, and lo and behold, it came up. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Wow.
Yeah. Now, it's
live
there.
On the air. Here you go. Right here, folks.
It's right there. It's there. And someone says, What? How could the media? Isn't that interesting? I mean, don't you think that's major news? Don't you think that tonight, Channel 6, Bill Gates patents a cryptocurrency system using body activity with a patent number, with a publication number, WO2020-060606? Sound familiar? I mean, don't you think that should be like national worldwide news?
Absolutely, but it isn't. And I wonder why. Is that disinformation or misinformation, the way they would see it?
I mean, it does the way beg I look the question. At it, so, and I'll tell you this, on this theme, this is anecdotal, so it doesn't count as one of my facts here, but I have a person in the mainstream media. I have two ladies in the mainstream media that call me all the time. And this is how the call goes. I say, hello, what's going on? They go, here's the deal. I was told that the inventor of the polymerase chain reaction test, the PCR COVID tests, Clay, I found out his name is Kerry Mullis. And he actually said out loud that Dr. Fauci is a liar and that the PCR tests can be falsely calibrated easily to manipulate false positives. But my producer told me that I can't report it tonight on the news. Isn't that interesting? Now, that's a statement, right? That's a statement by me. That's an allegation or that's a story that's anecdotal. But listen to the actual inventor of the polymerase chain reaction test, Kerry Mullis. Listen to the audio. This is Kerry Mullis explaining how the polymerase chain reaction test works.
Tony Fauci does not mind going on television if you can lie directly into the camera.
What did he just say? I'm going to play it again.
Tony Fauci does not mind going on television if you can lie directly into the camera.
Shouldn't that be pretty bit breaking news that the inventor of the actual COVID-19 PCR test just said that Tony Fauci doesn't mind looking into the camera in line all day? I mean, thoughts. Okay, to listen to him explain how the PCR test works.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody, because if you can amplify one single molecule, which PCR can do, there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body. So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities.
Well, what could possibly, I mean, why do you think the media doesn't want to report that the inventor of the PCR test has openly stated that the PCR test can easily be manipulated to create massive numbers of false positives?
Good question.
So what I would say is, why did Klaus Schwab write a new book called The Great Narrative? The great narrative. To quote Klaus Schwab, this is a great narrative. Now, Klaus Schwab is, again, the head of the World Economic Forum, an organization founded in 1971. And Klaus Schwab in 1971, per the advice of Henry Kissinger, started the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab was asked, you know, Klaus, could you explain the World Economic Forum? Could you do that? Could you kind of explain how it works? And he gets excited about it, Klaus Schwab. So this is Klaus Schwab explaining how the World Economic Forum works. Here we go.
So just to give you the range, it's now 600 highly educated people located around the world, particularly in Geneva, where our headquarters is.
Okay, 600 highly educated people. Okay, and they're all pushing the same narrative. They're all pushing the same narrative. Let's do this. Why is the CDC setting up concentration camps? Quarantine camps. If you're listening right now, type in CDC Green Zone. CDC Green Zone into Google or DuckDuckGo. We have time. We'll go ahead and wait for a second, folks. Type in CDC Green Zone for a chance to win a copy of the home game. CDC Green Zone. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, somebody just found it. Why is the CDC calling for the implementation of a quarantine camp? Can somebody please explain this to me? I would like to know. I mean, wow. Don't you think it's pretty significant that the CDC...
Absolutely. I put it in, and lo and behold, quarantine camps. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people need to be aware of, and that is the reason why, Clay, we have you on. Continue, my man.
Okay. Did you know that Congress is working on legislation to force you into a quarantine camp right now called H.R. 6666? What? The number H.R. 6666. Man, that's... Seems like I'm hearing that number a lot today. HR 6666. Look that up, folks. I mean, it's what is going on? What is happening?
I looked it up. HR 666, 117th Congress, 2021, 2022, Anti-Racism and Public Health Act of 2021.
Now, I want to make sure we get this. This would actually merge. This would create a new health agency that would merge your health, your mental health with a crime unit that if you read it, everyone just needs to read it because me summarizing is maybe not super helpful, but let me just read this. It says to authorize the Secretary of Health to grant eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and as necessary at individuals' residences. Now, if you read through this entire document, they're talking about being able to take you out of your home if you don't want to take the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. They've admitted that inside the COVID-19 shots, there's RNA modifying technology, mRNA therapy. Oh, and look how much money they're asking for per year to fund this. They're asking for $100 billion a year to fund it. Look at that. Point G. $100 billion.
Wow.
Now, if we continue again, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com now, /revelation, I've only dropped 5 knowledge bombs. And I have to pace myself because we have to drop 5 more. Okay. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, I want to give people some other knowledge bombs. Did you know that March 11th, 2020, the World Health Organization, they declared COVID-19 a global pandemic? Well, I think we all knew that. But did you know that the models that said that 2.2 million people would die from COVID-19 were false? What? You won't hear this on the mainstream media, but let me play it for you. Okay. You go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. You just click a little button there that says view the COVID-19 Great Reset diagram. You can see it right there. And you're going to see Deborah Birks. Listen to Deborah Birks, the scarf queen. Listen to what she says about the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die.
I'm sure many of you saw the recent report out of the UK about them adjusting completely their needs. This is really quite important. If you remember, that was the report that said there would be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in the United States. They've adjusted that number in the UK to 20,000. So 500,000 to 20,000. We're looking into this in great detail.
Uh-oh. Now let's talk about this. Let's do some math. My wife is approximately 5 feet tall. What if I said, you got to meet my wife, guys. She's, but when she comes to the studio, I want you to get ready because she's 125 feet tall. You need to make the ceilings taller. You need to make massive changes to your beautiful studio because when my wife shows up, she's a tall lady. She's 125 feet tall. 5 feet tall. That's the models were off by 25 times. So the entire justification for any lockdowns at all were based upon the models. Remember, every single news story said, well, the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID, we need to mitigate the spread of the virus. The models were false. Shouldn't that be a news story tonight?
It should be a news story. And we're here with Clay Clark, who's dropping truth bombs on us. We're going to have to go to a quick break. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew, with special guest Clay Clark.
Along with a healthy immune system, clean air is vital for optimal health. According to the EPA, we spend 90% of our time indoors, where germs are most concentrated. It's essential to clean indoor air. Genesis is the only technology that quickly, safely, and effectively kills pathogens both in the air and on surfaces in seconds, reducing the viral load in any environment. The powerful, well-built Genesis Fogger produces a dry, ultra-fine mist using HOCL, which occurs naturally in our own immune systems. We'll be living with airborne diseases in the future. New viruses and antibiotic-resistant superbugs are no problem for Genesis. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next. Visit GenesisFogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at GenesisFogger.com/OUTLOUD.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Folks, we are back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and our guest, Clay Clark, and he has been dropping truth bombs. If you're just now tuning in, I would say sit down, get your favorite adult beverage tonight, get your pen, pad, and your iPad or your smartphone, and get ready to start doing your research, because what he's giving us is real information, not the disinformation that comes from the left. He's giving you the real information that the left does not want you to know about. He's giving you information that they are saying is disinformation. He's cautioning you as to what our government is trying to do by keeping us locked in indefinitely, wearing a mask. Remember Biden saying that, 15 days, wear the mask while you're traveling. But the folks at the border, they don't have to wear the mask. We have got to be watchful and keep our eyes open and tuned in, because they want to keep us locked down indefinitely while they push their aggressive socialist agenda. Clay, throwing it back to you, my man.
Well, we have to go, and today we have to use discernment, all right? So there's three ways in America, unfortunately, that a lot of people make decisions. One group of Americans, I don't know the percentage, but one group goes with celebrities, okay? So they go, oh, man, Clay Clark, he's been in Fast Company or Forbes, or he's doing the Reawaken America tour, so it must be true. There's like a certain, you know, and there's obviously much bigger names than me. There's Eric Trump, there's Mike Lindell, there's General Flynn, there's Stella Emanuel. There's big names on the tour. There's Jim Brewer, Sean Foyt, whatever. And sometimes people just blindly trust big names, don't we? We trust big names. The second is we like headlines. Don't we kind of like propaganda song titles and headlines and pithy headlines that kind of grab our attention? And then the third is facts, actually looking at facts with discernment. And that's what your audience is looking for, is facts with discernment. So I encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, and we'll continue the conversation. So did you know in 2015, you can find this patent at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Do you know that in 2015, Charles Lieber, who was financed by Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates, he created a patent, and everyone needs to look up this patent number, okay? So you can type it into your Google machine or DuckDuckGo. It's patent number. I'm going to read it to you, folks. It's patent number WO, like World Order, 2015. So patent WO2015-1997848-2. So WO2015-1997848-2. One more time. WO2015-1997848-2. And this is a technology that would allow you to inject nanotechnology via an injection, via a syringe. So you could put a nanoscale, RNA modifying nanotechnology inside, nanoscale wires inside the human body via syringe. Interesting. I just asked the question, why would that patent exist? Wait a minute. Okay, let's do this. How about this? February 4th, 2016, folks. I want you to look this up. February 4th, 2016. The Daily Mail did this story. You can type it in DuckDuckGo and find it. You have to type any specific words in DuckDuckGo or Google to find it. But it says, scientists claim COVID virus contains tiny chunks of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. Let me repeat. Scientists claim that COVID virus contains tiny chunks of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. Why is that important to know? If Moderna patented a vaccine 3 years before we had a pandemic. How did Moderna know there was going to be a pandemic? Interesting. That would be called misinformation or disinformation by the mainstream media.
Bingo. Exactly.
So these are facts that go against the narrative, but they're true. And so when you come on to the, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you say, well, what is the Reawaken America tour all about? Is this a big Republican thing? Is this a big science festival? Is this a big religious fanatic thing? Is this a QAnon conspiracy theory? No. What it is you have doctors, lawyers, patent attorneys, praise and worship leaders, prophets, entrepreneurs who are all critical thinking, and they're going, wait a minute, based upon facts, there's election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media fraud. There's religious fraud. Think about that. There's religious fraud, mainstream media fraud. There's religious fraud, monetary fraud, election fraud, religious fraud. What? And all of this is where people are discovering this. I don't know what percentage of Americans are discovering this, but people are discovering these facts. And when you discover the facts, it becomes disturbing. And then the media doesn't want you to discover the truth. So let me just give you another fact. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, do you know that on December 9th of 2019, technology was created to use mRNA technology to deliver the CRISPR gene editing? And someone says, well, what do I need to look up to find that? That's a great question. You need to type in cell selective messenger RNA delivery and CRISPR. Let me try again. Cell selective messenger RNA delivery and CRISPR, and then type in NIH. Isn't that interesting that the mRNA technology being created that's in the COVID-19 vaccines can be used to deliver the CRISPR gene editing tool? Think about that.
Clay, let me ask you this, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering, why is it that you have this information and you're sharing it with them and we are very appreciative? Yeah. Why is it so hard for them to get it, or for the mainstream woke media to allow this information to be out there? I'm sure you're getting pushback with people saying, we don't want this out there.
Oh, I get death threats. It's exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting. I mean, it's somewhere between. I mean, it's like we do a show with your listeners today, and I think the tone or the tenor that your listeners appreciate or the pacing is probably not one of, you know, but you do get death threats when you share the truth, right? And fear, what does fear do? Fear blocks logic. I don't know if the listeners out there know this, probably your listeners do, but the amygdala is the emotional processing center of the mind. And when the amygdala is activated with fear, you switch into another gear and it blocks logic. Hopefully that makes sense for somebody out there. Fear blocks logic. And so the media right now is working, it's in a coordinated activity to get you to go with what Klaus Schwab calls the great narrative. And if you don't believe me, you can get his new book called The Great Narrative. You say, who's Klaus Schwab? He founded the World Economic in 1971, the World Economic Forum in 1971. And you might say, why should I care? Because Klaus Schwab largely controls the World Health Organization. And did you know that COVID-19 stands for surveillance under the skin? That's my final knowledge bomb I'm going to give your listeners today. Someone says, Come on, you can't prove that. You're just throwing out hyperbolic statements that are going to get, you know, you likes or clicks or whatever your real motive is. So let me just play. This is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. And he was asked to speak by the New York Times at what they call the Athens Democracy Forum, whatever that means. And he's, so Yuval Noah Harari, this is heavily authorized and cheered for by the mainstream media. The mainstream media loves this interview. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Listen to him explaining how what COVID-19 really is all about. Listen to this.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin, because really we haven't seen anything yet. I think that the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you, What makes you go? And for that, the most important data is not what you read and who you meet and what you buy. It's what's happening inside your body. So we had these two big revolutions, the computer science revolution or the infotech revolution and the revolution in the biological sciences. And they are still separate, but they are about to merge. They are merging around, I would say, the biometric sensor. It's the thing, it's the gadget, it's the technology that converts biological data into digital data that can be analyzed by computers. And having the ability to really monitor people under the skin, this is the biggest game changer of all. Because this is the key for getting to know people better than they know themselves. I often give the example from my own personal life that I realized I was gay only when I was 21. And I keep thinking about the time when I was 15, 16, how could I have missed it? You know, something so important about myself should have been obvious, but I didn't know. Now, today or in 5 or 10 years, any algorithm of Microsoft or Amazon or the government would be able to know such a thing when I'm 12 or 13, just by monitoring.
Are you hearing what this guy's saying? I mean, he's describing COVID-19 as a certificate of vaccination ID AI. Surveillance under the skin. Did you hear him say that?
Yep.
I mean, I didn't just make a claim, right? I mean, I proved it. I mean, I showed it. I mean, just, and I think a lot of people just are not aware of what is actually happening right now because of the massive deception. And that is why the media has, that's why the media is being so heavily censored. And that's why Biden does not want you to hear the truth.
So this is all part of the great reset that they keep talking about and people aren't really in tune to. I mean, being able to determine who you are, what you're doing, how you're thinking, your entire makeup, and if they don't like it, change it.
Correct. And we're in a spot right now in American history and world history where we're living through the Great Reset and most people don't even know that it exists. So you say, well, why am I doing the Reawaken America Tour? What's the point of it? I encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go there, you're going to find at timetofreeamerica.com, you're going to find the truth related to election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud. And you got to go there today. And a little housekeeping note, we have just under 1,400 tickets left for the Reawaken America Tour in Virginia Beach. We're sold out, 100% sold out for the Myrtle Beach location. We're going to Virginia Beach here in July, and we have just under 1,500 tickets left for these events. When you list off the speakers that have been at these events that speak, it really is the who's who of the truth movement. I mean, you got Mel Kay, Vladimir Zelenko, Bobby Kennedy Jr., Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Stella Emanuel, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Alan Keyes, Eric Trump, Mike Adams, Patrick Byrne, Scott McKay, Simone Gold. I could spend an entire show, Del Bigtree. It's reading off the names of who has been on the tour. And they're all people that are willing to share the truth without compromise.
Yeah, it's like a who's who. We had you on back in November where you're talking about the Reawaken America tour with General Flynn. And now that it's been going on for quite some time now, if someone wants a ticket to one of the events, what could they expect their day to be like?
Well, you get there at 10 a.m. Well, you need to get there about 6 or 7, okay? Because it's got the energy of like a Super Bowl. It's got the energy of a major college football game or something. I mean, people are excited to go to this event. And we start at 10. We kick off at 10, and it's back-to-back speakers. And this is the format. I tell every speaker, I don't care how great your topic is. I don't care what I want you to do is just share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's the only censorship I have is cite your sources. That's why I tell people, you have to cite your, that's the only oversight I have about the topics that are shared. And then I tell people that you have 15 minutes to say it. So think about this. I mean, these are some of the most profound topics. And like a good comedian has to really work through their material to get down to the best 15 to 30 minute routine. That's what our speakers are doing. And it's absolutely game changing. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. We need more events like that. Hopefully we can get General Flynn on our show sometimes. But anyway, Clay, where's the best place people can go to keep up with you? We thank you so much for dropping the knowledge, the 10 facts that you gave us tonight. Yeah. We appreciate it. People want to stay in tune with you. Where's the best spot they could do so?
Yeah, go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and there's a little Rumble button you can click in the top right where you can find the Thrive Time show on rumble.com. But I put out somewhere between 4 and 5 shows every day. I mean, some days I put out 10 shows. You know, some of the shows reach millions, some reach thousands, but we just do the facts, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And again, you can name your price to our events, and I don't think people recognize that. So, you know, when you buy a ticket to the Super Bowl, they're like, that'll be $4,000, please. If you want to go to an NBA game, it's that'll be $300 to sit in the upper deck, please. No, for our events, you can name your price because there's an urgency to the movement. And I encourage everybody, get your tickets today by going to time2freeamerica.com.
Thank you so much, Clay. And thank you, everyone, for listening tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple Podcast, or wherever you download your podcast. Please like and subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.